Wise people are cautious and avoid danger, while self-confident fools rush recklessly. Another Bible version says, "The wise man sees something is not right and walks away from it, while the foolish one keeps going." Have you not heard the phrase, "It is better to prevent than be sorry"? Sadly, we have all heard it. And I think we have also heard this Bible verse about the importance of being cautious and walk away at such time as may be required. We have received the word, we have received the advice, yet we continue making the same mistakes over and over again. We are more corrective than preventive. What if I told you that preventing would avoid so many headaches which would manifest themselves during the moment of correcting? That preventing helps us to save more, while correcting requires a larger investment? Which one will you choose? You would choose preventing, would you not? But do we really do it? The Bible is clear when it gives us simple advice regarding our daily living, and if we put it into practice, it will make us live correctly so we can enjoy our days on earth. Otherwise, not obeying God's word and advice will lead us to many times of weeping and sadness. This advice is found in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 16, where it says that wise men are cautious and avoid danger, while self-confident fools rush recklessly. The worst thing you can do in this life is to trust yourself. The Bible teaches that the heart of man is deceitful. Perhaps you will say, "Is my heart deceitful?" Of course it is. To allow myself to be led by what I believe is convenient, or allow myself to be led by my emotions, may lead us to painful paths, my beloved friends, in our relationships, at work, in what we do daily. To allow ourselves to be guided by what the heart dictates is a serious mistake. A heart that is not ruled by God, it is a heart that it is ruled by everything that the world tells it to do. And if we allow ourselves to be led by someone who today thinks yes and tomorrow thinks no, we will not live well. We will live with the habit of always correcting and correcting while we could have prevented. Wisdom has to do with knowing how to listen to the correct words and apply them at the correct time. Today, you are listening to the Word of God, which is the correct word, because through this word, the Lord is indicating us how we ought to live and manage our life, how we ought to react in the face of different moments and circumstances that may present to us at any time. Some could be temptations, others could be decisions we need to make in an assertive manner. But if we only trust in what we know and do not trust in God, we do not allow ourselves to be guided by the Almighty, by the one who knows everything. And it is highly likely that we will make mistakes over and over again. How awful it is when we get accustomed to living of mistakes. Yes, although it is hard to believe, we get accustomed to living of trial and error, while God wants to free us from so many headaches. Correction is necessary, But if we can prevent it, it will be much better, is it not? We can start at home. Sometimes we give so much freedom to our children. And when we consider that they are doing reckless things, doing things that harm them, which are not right, then we proceed to correct them. And in that correction, we must use strong methods, because when we could have avoided it, we did not. It is the same when we make decisions that today keep us between the sword and the wall, because you simply allow yourself to be carried away by the moment or by what your heart dictated you to do. And you as a husband, or you woman as a wife, decided to leave home to pursue a romantic adventure with someone else. Maybe because you were not satisfied at home, and perhaps you got into a monotony, or you did not feel good, and you began to lend your ear to those friends who started to enter into your relationship with your spouse. And today, because you said yes instead of saying no, or because you followed your thoughts, let me see how far I can go before getting caught, you are in a serious problem, because you are losing your household, you are losing your children, you are losing your wife or woman, you are losing your husband. Or what about you, daughter or son? An opportunity was presented to you with some friends, and you forgot what you learned at home. You set aside your good morals. You set aside the advice found in God's word, and you decided to enjoy an immoral life because you were told that life was to be enjoyed and that it was necessary to experience the wild life. And today you awaken with your hands in your head, lost in the midst of a world of confusion, with guilt in your heart, and perhaps away from home, because of the incorrect decisions you made. Of course, you can make corrections now, because I am not going to say that you cannot. While there is life, there is hope. And we can recognize that foolishness led us to such an extent. When God had told me not to, when my parents had already advised me not to do it, I ended up doing it anyway. And today I feel bad. Well, now you must make the corrections, and under the correction, of course, that we will receive forgiveness, because there is true repentance. Of course that God forgives us, but you need to know something. It will not exempt you from confronting the consequences of the decisions you made. It is important that you understand this, because to be forgiven by God or to receive a new opportunity from the Father does not mean that everything was erased. Your sin was erased, but the world is going to remind you what you did. So now you have to learn to overcome it. God will be there giving you wisdom and helping you, but now it is your turn to correct. Think about it. Would it not have been better to avoid it? This is why the Bible tells us that the one who sees what it is bad and walks away is wise. What do you see in front of you? What are your friends proposing you to do? Perhaps you are in great need, and what they are promising you today is making you think that you could pay your debt with that money, Or if you do it, your financial situation will improve. But how healthy what you are going to do is? Would God approve of it? Is it the correct thing to do? Because if you think it is, perhaps you will do it and no one will notice it. But God is aware of everything, and there is nothing hidden between heaven and earth that will not be manifested at some point. And when what it is hidden comes out into the light, it comes out to be justified. In other words, so God's righteousness be manifested there. Therefore, what was incorrect will be disciplined. Think about it. Trusting in your own prudence can lead you to make very serious mistakes. But trusting in the Lord will give you hope. Trusting in the Lord will give you tranquility, so you can see with clarity what you cannot see in the midst of despair. To wait on the Lord is important. Perhaps today you are being pressured to make decisions. But what will happen if today you rush into it? More will be the investment you would have to make tomorrow to correct what you could have prevented. This is a simple word, but perhaps, my beloved friend, today that you are receiving this word, God wants to protect you from something. You might say, but no one has proposed anything to me. Everything is okay. But remember that this word is not only for today, but for every day of your life. The Bible teaches all things are licit, but not all are beneficial and build up. And even if at the end, my beloved friends, we look for someone to blame for what happened to us, we will conclude that it was no one's fault. No one forced us to do it. We made the decision ourselves. So we are the only ones responsible. Hence, what are you going to do today? You will run into a lot of advice in your journey that will tell you, take it easy and do it. And if you fail, it will pass. And next day, no one will remember. But is this really true? The wise man is cautious. He sees the danger and walks away. Ask yourself if what you have in front of your eyes and what your heart wants you to do is correct. Will it build you up? Will it make you grow? Is it beneficial for you? Is that relationship right for you? Will it help you to grow in God? Will it strengthen you? Is it a whim? Simply a desire of your heart? If you're considering a business, is God's will in it? Will it bless your life? Will it strengthen your family? Will you bless others? Will you honor God with what you will be doing? It is important to ask yourselves these questions. If your response is yes, walk ahead confidently because God's word is guiding you and giving you wisdom to make the right decision. But if you see it is not right, it is better to make a stop. Make a stop in that relationship. Make a stop in that decision you're about to make. Please make a stop. What are you going to do? I pray to the Lord right now so this word penetrates your heart. And please do not think, oh, is that no one cares about me? Is that life no longer makes sense, so I don't care what others may say? Of course it matters. It should matter to you what God thinks about you. His love is open for you, and He has given you life today. In other words, God is giving you a new opportunity. Please do not reject it. Now is the time to accept it. But it is up to you. Are you wise or foolish? If you do it, remember that preventing will cost you less than correcting. And although you might think that the correction will not arrive, sooner or later, it will catch up with you. Father, thank you for this word, simple but necessary. Because at times we get stuck or paralyzed when we face decisions or circumstances that present to ourselves in life. It is here where we have to remember this simple advice, because we walk in life making haste decisions. We move in the face of the first possibility presented to us, but when we pray, when we trust that you are guiding us, we learn to be patient, to wait to make the right decision. Then we are wise. Wisdom lengthens our life, gives us fruits of blessing. Thank you for this word. I pray so that it is kept in each heart, that on a day-to-day basis, this advice can always be there. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He reminds you that God always arrives just in time. He sends you blessings.